MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Warning, listening or viewing The Sully Show in large quantities could result to having the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening. Hi. Welcome to the Sully Show here on More Like Radio. It's December 1st. I'm Sully, broadcasting live from Bristol, Connecticut. With me today, as almost always lately, from Rhode Island, Danielle, with her significant other, almost husband, Greg. They're chilling out with Monster today. Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. It'll be awesome. We got a busy, busy show today. Lots to do, lots to talk about. And of course, as always, we have tech problems left and right. Punchy will be here a little bit later. He's going to be a little bit late, but you know what? You can follow us on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/TheSullyShow or just @TheSullyShow. And of course, @DoobieScoops and @TexasNotCool for Danielle and Greg. It's good stuff. See, look, I even got it on the lower thirds here. Also.
Oh, what?
What? Huh? What? Who? What? Where? How? Why? Wait, what? What happened? What happened?
Nothing.
Are you sure?
I said, oh, what?
All right. What the hell happened to your broadcast quality all of a sudden? What's going on here? WTF. Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I just asked you a question.
What did you say?
I just said, what happened to your broadcast quality? What the hell just happened? You were talking fine just a minute ago.
Yeah, it was in and out like Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, over and over again.
What? I don't know what's wrong with it.
Me either.
I didn't touch anything.
Oh, there you go. Back to normal. Excellent.
Yay!
Excellent. Busy show today, guys. We've got a special guest today, Brian O'Sullivan, no relation to me. He's a stand-up comedian. We covered one of his parody songs a couple of months ago. He did a wonderful version of a Taylor Swift song that I just absolutely loved.
It's freaking hilarious.
It was hilarious. But he's so dead on.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. He was so dead on. That's what I liked about it. So I finally got him to agree to come on the show and have some fun with us. So it'll be a little awesome at 1 o'clock today. He'll be calling in. And lots to do today. We've got lots to talk about. So if you want to be part of the show, give us a call. 860-506-5312. Again, the number is 860-506-5312. It's even up on the Ustream. If you're watching us on Ustream, we're going to start today with talking about the most recent thing in the news today, which obviously is the death of Paul Walker.
Oh, so sad.
Yes, actor Paul Walker passed away yesterday due to a car accident where the car pretty much went up in smokes. From my understanding, he was pronounced dead on the scene. 40 years old, father. I think he was a father of one.
Yeah, he had a daughter.
Yeah, 15-year-old, who recently, from my understanding, from what I've been reading in reports and everything, the daughter just moved in with him. Yeah, so it's a little tough. Now, a lot of people, and I'm just going to use my own personal Facebook as the chopping block here. Last night, when most of us got wind of it, now, for one, I would never bash anybody who was killed or, you know, some type of accident that happened where someone's life was lost. Because let's face it, something like that, it's not something to really joke about. You know, because no matter what, somebody has something that means the world to them. And if you were in the reverse roles and everything,
Yeah.
Well, a couple of people were posting on Facebook last night that, you know, Paul Walker didn't do anything. He didn't bring anything up for, you know, society and whatnot. And, you know, bashing his acting and all that other good stuff. You know, and that's fine. You know, you can say he's a bad actor or not. Honestly, he really wasn't that bad of an actor. He was actually a pretty good actor.
Yeah.
But pushing the limit, I guess you could say, of taking things in the wrong context or not thinking before you actually say things, it kind of makes people sound like they're an ass,
mm-hmm.
to put it nicely. And I know on my own personal status, and most people won't be able to see my personal status because I keep the radio and my Facebook separate, but, and I stress the but.
I stretch it.
Well now.
Oh my God.
Well now.
Sorry.
Really, Greg? Danielle, care to comment?
Carry on. Let's go.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I would never bash anybody for that, you know? And let's face it. The guy was 40 years old, but like most celebrities, not all, most. They all do things to help raise funds and stuff like that. And in Paul Walker's case, he was coming back from a charity event that he promoted. You know, he started the charity. It was for him, you know, and to give back to, you know, the community and whatnot. And in this case, the event was for relief efforts for the Philippines that just happened not too long ago. So seeing stuff like that, yeah, everybody's got their own opinion and they can say whatever they want. But believe me, I have seen so many posts about this that were so negative. Like, how could you do that when someone's life was just taken? You know, celebrity or not, it's just wrong. You know, completely bashing them. You know?
No, I agree 100%. They should, I mean, especially because he's got a daughter and family.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing,
shouldn't
sit there
and bash him. You know, what did he do so wrong that they're bashing him?
Yeah, you know, if they're bashing him for the skulls or timeline... Or even Fast and the Furious. Let's face it. Fast and the Furious is over $1 billion of a franchise.
Round window.
Whoa. Skype.
Don't sin. Push button.
Stupid
address.
Skype.
New space bar.
Skype is haunted.
Yeah, that's the Skype computer.
Skype dialogue. Skype has encountered a problem and needs to close.
Yeah. I'll call you back.
Hold on.
That's the Skype computer, people.
Foreground window.
Wow.
Conversations panel. Pain.
Yeah. Shut up.
Favorites.
Shut up. Where'd she go? She was on there. Now she's gone. Where'd she go? All right. Let's see here. I think I'm going to have to close out Skype and start again and figure this out. What the hell?
Foreground window. Skype trademark.
By the way, this is my tech problems for today.
Pain. Skype. Foreground window. Desktop.
This sucks. Hold on a second, people.
Button. Open. Drop down button.
The beauty of doing a live show is I can switch from computer to computer whenever I want.
The button. Unavailable.
And I'm gonna mute that because that's pissing me off. Leave tour. See, I love doing this type of thing. All right, let's get
Let's get D back on the line here. This is going to be a pain in the ass. Let me tell you something here. All right. Skype. Scroll down here. Let's just get D on the line. Let's get her back. And we're going to call her. There we go. Excellent. She'll be on. I hope, anyway. I hope she's going to be on. See, this is the only bad thing about Skype. Now, D, just hold on 1 second here. Let me make sure I've got everything set up the right way. All right. You should be able to hear me no problem now. But I need you to talk. Hold on. No, D, really, you need to talk. All right. Okay, so she is talking. And let me just make sure that everything is set. Go ahead and talk again, please. No, that's the wrong one, I think. Yep, there we go. Now talk.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
I hear an echo.
You're probably going to hear an echo for a minute here.
Okay.
All right. Can you, everything fine now? You can hear me okay?
Hello. Perfect.
Excellent. Excellent. Sorry for the derailment, folks. Live on air, you just heard me fix things. Come on into the chat room.
The Sully effect.
Say that again?
I said the Sully effect.
Oh, believe me, it's in full force today. The Skype voice is better than hearing punchy is what Red Sox says. RKO Boston's in the chat room. Come on in and discuss. Let's discuss this. Call in if you guys want. 860-506-5312. Call in. It's okay. I don't bite much.
So what are they bashing him on? Oh, I still hear an echo.
Yeah, you're probably gonna, so I apologize. Okay. You know, when things happen last minute, it's not very good. Mostly that he's not the greatest actor in the world.
Yeah, but compared to what?
Say that now that he's dead?
His job.
Why bash a man who's doing his job? His job is to act. He's an actor. He makes movies, and not all of them are tens, but they're not horrible movies. He's a good actor.
Exactly. He's a very good actor.
Haters be hating.
And that's the thing. Why? But you know. At least, and I'm going to use Michael Jackson as a good example here, because before Michael Jackson died, everybody was like, oh my God, he's a molester, you know, he's such this horrible person. And then as soon as he dies, bam, it's like a light switch. Oh my God, I loved his music, he was the greatest star ever.
All it is people wanting attention. Of course they're going to bash him when he's dead, because then people will think they're jerks and pay attention to him.
Sure, absolutely.
It's like middle child syndrome.
Absolutely. RKO Boston said he was in Varsity Blues. Show respect. You know what? I agree with you. You know, Varsity Blues was a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. I liked him better in Fast and the Furious, because, you know, it was a couple of years apart. But at the same time, you know, these are people that are, you know, they work for a living, obviously. They have families. And don't get me wrong, Facebook is a public social network that people can say whatever they want. And I would never bash that. But you know what? There are people that are really hurt by this. Not just, you know, celebrities, but I mean actual real people, everyday people like you and I are upset about this because they lost an entertainer that they liked to watch his movies. Doesn't matter who you are. It's just the way it is. People are upset about this. Let me tell you, if for some reason, you know what, Greg, I'm going to throw you on the chopping block on this one.
Okay.
Let's say you're this famous actor. Right?
Likely.
You never know. Anything's possible.
That's right.
And you died exactly the way Paul Walker was. Just the way he was killed. Car hit the tree. Car went up in smokes. Boom. Gone. Okay?
Uh-huh.
We would all be devastated.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, people are posting on Facebook, well, you know, he was a real shitty actor, and he brought nothing to society.
Yeah, what have you done with your life?
Exactly.
This guy was on his way to a charity event that he sponsors.
Yeah.
And people are out there bashing him about his acting. When's the last charity event, you know, you did?
Exactly.
Or you showed up at.
Exactly. You know, the last one that I did was at the ranch. Because we did the Girls of the Cadillac Ranch calendar, and all the proceeds go to our veterans. I was a part of that. I made the calendar, you know.
Greg wants to know about the calendar now.
Oh, let me tell you. I'll show you the calendar. Good, some good women. And all of them I know. I know all the women that were a part of it. But at the same time, you know, it's all, you know, what have you done? Sure, you could have donated. Fine. Whatever. You know, donations, you got to do what you got to do. But you know what? It takes a lot for somebody, especially in Paul Walker's life, to step out of that role, be a human being, start a fundraiser that he sponsored that helps the world, not just California. And you go from there. It takes a lot for people to do that. And it's, you know, some people will say, oh, yeah, you know, his publicist made him do it. You don't know that. You don't. He probably said, you know what? I want to give back. Not only do I want to give back, but this is what I want to do, and this is how I want to do it. It makes sense to do that. So, for all the people that are talking negative about his acting or anything else that's there, just shut the hell up. Say your condolences and move on. Okay? And, you know, wishing people, you know, would have died earlier is just as bad. Just putting it out there. No one should ever have that. No one ever should have that. No one should wish it upon anybody. And if you do, then you're part of the problem with society. Okay? Just saying. Just saying. What'd you put in the chat room there? What are we talking about here?
What?
I'm trying to catch up while I'm spitting off
RKO
all my...
Boston goes, it's sad if it's anyone except maybe Miley Cyrus. And I go, and Justin Bieber.
Nice. Very nice. But you know what? I wouldn't even wish death upon them.
No, not at all.
You know? You know, that's the biggest thing. I would not wish, you know, you could say they're horrible actors or whatnot.
Horrible people.
But that's the thing. People are taking it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
People are taking it as if he's a horrible person. You don't know that. You don't know that. Personally, for me anyway, as someone who wants to be in the Hollywood scene as a director, not an actor, a director, because I can't act for the life of me. But as a director, you bet your ass I'm going to be giving back. That's the first thing on my mind. Is, you know what? This is what I would do if I had $1 million right now. I would give it to St. Jude's.
Mm.
Because I love kids. I don't want to see kids suffer. Nobody wants to see kids suffer. Ever.
No, I agree. I think if I won a lot of money, that would be at the top of the charity list.
Yeah. Yeah, Habitat for Humanity. That's another one that I would do. Yeah. But at the same time, you know what? You don't have to completely bash someone's acting because he died. If you don't like his acting, you don't like his acting. Don't watch his movies. You know? Stay away. Believe me. The more you post things about somebody's death or the way they acted and so
you're
on
just
and so forth.
Opening a can.
Yeah, you're opening up a can of worms and you're going to be on the chopping block for so many people to just keep going at you. And you're going to make yourself look like an ass.
But there are people that thrive on that.
Oh, absolutely.
And post stuff like that just to see the reaction and just to, you know, combat with other people.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the problem. They, you know, some of them will do it just for the hell of it. Just for the hell of it. And you know what? If you want to get a rise out of people, good luck. What happens after that, I have no control over. Okay? Something as serious as this, it's going to bring out a lot of people against you. Yeah, and if you're doing it for shock value, well, you succeeded.
And then you have the people that, I mean, I don't know the cause of the accident. I know by the pictures, I'm pretty sure speed was involved, but then you're going to have the people that, oh, they were speeding and they were doing this and blah, blah, blah.
Right. Absolutely. You know? And you know what? Yeah. He wasn't driving. He was the passenger. Okay? Obviously, you know, it's not his fault. It's the driver's fault. And whoever the driver was, and from some preliminary articles, it was a I want to say a race car driver, but it was a friend of his, that it's all just, you know, boom. You know? It happens. Accidents happen. But you don't need to start bashing anybody because of the way he acted. You know, you're just putting yourself on the chopping block and more people are going to be upset with you. And yes, you have a right to your own opinion. Not the question and not the topic at all. You have every right to say whatever you want. But the more you say it and anger people, especially in today's society, all hell is going to break loose. All hell is going to break loose. And nobody's going to like you. Whether you want people to like you or not, that's a completely different story. But the fact of the matter is, a man died. He died.
A family is hurt.
A family's hurt. Fans are hurt. Millions of people that, hey, Paul Walker probably, you know, made a very good impact in their lives, are hurt. You could probably pull the whole, oh, it was too soon thing, but, and I stress the but, you're just making yourself more of an ass than anything else. You know, it wouldn't be a comprehensive conversation between two people. And you're just making yourself look more like an ass. You know, if you're doing it for coverage, well, you got it. You know, I would never say, no, you can't post that, you know. But the other thing is, you know, when I found out it happened, all of a sudden my entire Facebook feed filled with, oh, my God, Paul Walker, Paul Walker, Paul Walker. Oh, my God, R.I.P.
That's how Twitter was, too.
Yeah, Twitter was the same way. Completely understandable, but it just didn't stop. Over and over and over and over and over. So when I post, I wonder how many more posts we're going to see. Yes, guys, we know. It sucks. It's horrible. Especially the way he died. But just say you know, it was a human being. It was a human being. Nobody posted negative things when 9/11 happened. You know, Facebook wasn't even around for Pearl Harbor, so nobody posted anything about that. Even Chernobyl. You know, these are all disastrous things that wiped out thousands of people. But they never bashed how somebody was as a human being just because they didn't like his movies. It's horrible.
It's sickening.
It kind of is. And I don't know if the person who is actually listening, but I'm just saying that, you know, you got to draw that line. If you don't draw that line and go, you know, maybe, just maybe, I shouldn't say that. That's one thing, you know. Red Sox, people only give a shit because he's famous. His life isn't any more important than the guy down the street. That's what bothers me. Now, I want to touch up on that. Yes, he's famous. And you know what? Like I said earlier, that when it comes to someone famous that they don't talk to every day, they don't pine over every day, but they do love his movies. They do love his acting. You know? For other people, like his family, he's important. He's important to them. Could he be just like every other guy down the street? Absolutely. Because I know there are celebrities out there that don't go, hey, look at me. Hey, TMZ, give me a call. Look, I'm out in public. Take my picture. And there are people who do that.
There are.
There are people who do that. You know? But the other thing with this whole situation, I know TMZ got the first pictures. I know TMZ got video of the car on fire. Now, I have a beef with the cameraman who got the video of the car on fire. Because the guy who got the video of the car on fire, instead of saying, call 911, there's a car accident, the car's on fire, we just left a charity event where Paul Walker just left before us. It might be him. Instead of calling 911 on video outside of the car, he tells the driver, drive away, the car could explode. How stupid and insensitive can you be?
Oh, I'm sure he's going to hear it.
No, he won't.
He might.
He won't. And you know what? Even if it's somebody who's an amateur videographer who got the video on his phone, which from the clarity of the picture, it doesn't look like that. You know, that to me says, oh, I'm going to get money for this. I'm going to make a pretty penny for this minute of video that I'm going to get. Especially if it was a celebrity. Oh my God, if it was a celebrity, I could make thousands of dollars off of this video. Hundreds of thousands. Instead, you had two men who were burning alive. One of which, a celebrity. And the other, which from my understanding, it's one of his friends that used to race or did race. Well, used to now, but, you know, at the same time, it's still the fact of the matter that you watched two men burning alive. What is wrong with the society today that is news? Get up, throw your phone down, call 911, and do something.
Mm-hmm.
They should make a law like the last episode of Seinfeld where if you do nothing, you get charged with it.
You know what? I think they should too, to be honest. Because when you got people who were down the block, and they there is video of one of his friends who was at the charity event, came down the block racing, and him and all his employees and Paul Walker's employees were trying to get Paul Walker out of the car. I'm sorry, to me, that is somebody trying to save somebody's life. You know, granted, you know, with the video that I saw, emergency crews were there, you know, but the employees were getting in their way because they wanted to get Paul Walker out of there. Understandable. Understandable. You know what? Now you're in the way of EMS. You guys got to move, even though they wanted to help.
Yeah.
You know? They at least did something. Meanwhile, you got these two jackasses who decide, hey, I'm going to get the video of the burning car instead. You know, yeah, there were people walking over to the car calling 911, I'm sure. But you know what? Do something. Don't just sit on your ass twiddling your thumbs, hitting the record button.
I wouldn't be able to sleep if I saw a car accident in front of me, a car explode, and two people die.
Yeah.
Like, my first thought would be to call 911.
Absolutely. Call 911.
People have no heart.
Call 911, because you know what? There's no point. There's no point in getting video. You know? RKO Boston says the Good Samaritan Law, definitely. You know what? The Good Samaritan Law is great, but it can also cause problems. And it's done that in the past. People have been sued for being a Good Samaritan. People have been punished for being a Good Samaritan. You know, all because, like, good example, if one of us was in a car accident and somebody came off to the side of the road and pulled me out of the car and damaged my shoulder, one, I'm not going to sue the guy for doing that. But people do that.
Mm-hmm.
People take it for granted. And it hurts people more. I don't know. I for one would never make fun of somebody's death. Like, to the negativity that I've seen. And believe me, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on my personal Facebook page right now just because of it. Going back and forth. And the person knows who he is.
Oh, is this the one from yesterday?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, he was not friendly.
But that's the problem. Okay? The guy passed away in a horrible accident. And don't get me wrong, I like the guy. But right now, just from what I'm seeing on the feed, because I'm letting it go. I'm going to let it go, and he's just going to make it worse for himself because he's showing that he doesn't give a shit. Which, fine, you know, if you don't give a shit, don't say anything. Just shut up. Believe me. Katie Lynn, say what just came in the chat room. Hi, welcome back.
What up, my BFF?
Welcome back. She says she saw an accident take place in front of her once, and she was able to stop due to traffic, but she was also able to call 911. That's a good thing. Most people don't do that. Some of them are afraid to do that. Some of them are extremely afraid to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Can I blame them? No, not really. Just because of some things that happen. Weston Echo, hi! About time you're back in the chat room during the show. He says that's the American way. If it doesn't matter to me, I don't have to care. Exactly. It doesn't matter. Don't care. You don't really have to say anything. But I don't know. I don't think I would be insensitive to the guy's death at all. You know? I mean, when Michael Jackson passed away, we were joking because it was the same day as what's her name there? Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett, and nobody really mentioned her.
And nobody mentioned her. And that was our big thing with that. And we do have, I have an entire episode, multiple episodes of celebrity deaths. Believe me, like, I think, what was it, 2010 and 2011 were definitely the year of celebrity deaths, because it was just one after another, after another, after another. Old, young, you know, being sick, all that stuff. But Farrah Fawcett passed away. We knew she was passing away. And then Michael Jackson passed away that day. And don't get me wrong, a lot of us made the joke of, well, there goes that day. Michael Jackson needed to be in the spotlight. You know, we were pulling the jokes, but we weren't insensitive either. Yeah, you know, growing
or
up,
insulting to it,
right? That's the thing. We did it in a very respectable way, very respectable way. You know, yeah, we had fun with it. We cracked jokes, but at the same time, that was the biggest thing. It's still somebody's life. And it was taken very tragically. Very tragically. So I would like to say that I'm giving my condolences to the family. Because if it was my brother or sister, oh my God, I'd be devastated.
Yeah.
And if somebody mentioned that, you know, since my brother wrestles, you know, let's say he was in the WWE or TNA and all the ones that are out there that are on television week in, week out, and every month on pay-per-view and whatnot. And then they would say, oh, wow, you know, he was a wrestler. His life was going to end early anyway.
That would be heartbreaking.
It would be so heartbreaking to me that you would feel the wrath of me as the younger brother who lost an older brother. Now, I didn't, because he's still alive. Obviously, I have wonderful pictures of my new niece to prove it. But let me tell you, anybody said, oh, he's just like all the other wrestlers, even though it was a car accident that killed him. Oh, I have an outlet, people. My show is an outlet. And let me tell you, pissed wouldn't even be the word for it. Do you have a right to your own opinion? Absolutely. And I have a right to retaliate. Believe me. Believe me. Weston Echo says, also, to slightly defend people posting horrid Paul Walker stuff now, I guarantee it's strictly to piss off the endless cavalcade of the shallow, dishonest RIP Paul Walker post cavalcade by the majority who will jump on any current news pertinent bandwagon on the social networks. I agree with you. Because not more than 15 minutes later, that RIP Paul Walker page was up and running and ready to go. Up and running and ready to go. Horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible. You know, and that page is going to be up for a while.
Horrible, but not surprising.
No, you know, it's not surprising at all. It really isn't. But the social network thing really doesn't surprise me. Because, you know what? It gives them a spot to post about all their favorite Paul Walker movies, favorite scenes, and whatnot. Post pictures of when he did some modeling on magazines and stuff like that. That's not the gripe. The gripe is the negativity toward the negativity and insensitivity towards someone who was killed in a motor vehicle accident that exploded. Especially since he was pronounced dead on the scene. That's tough. It's very tough. You know? So yes, I will agree with Western Echo on that one. Stating most people jump on that bandwagon. Without a doubt. You know? I'm sure that has.
They have nothing else to do.
Well, yeah. You know, and don't get me wrong. His publicist and everything, they posted on his Facebook, on his Twitter, that yes, it's confirmed that it was Paul Walker that passed away. You know, it happens. It does. You know, nobody lives forever. Life is too short, especially for him. He was 40, but he had a kid. That kid
and a family.
You know, that girl is, she's not going to be able to have her father walk her down the aisle if she ever gets married. You know, not going to be. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Fast and Furious 7. We knew it was coming out. We knew they wanted to go to 8 or 9. Will they go to 8 or 9 now? Probably not. If they do, they do. But honestly, I think they'll stop it at 7. 7's done. 7 is done filming. They started in September and they were done by pretty much now. So, you know they were done filming.
They'll probably just stop at 7. I don't see them going to 8 or 9.
I don't see them going to 8 or 9 either. You know? RKO Boston, thanks. We'll see you later. Keep us tuned in on your phone if you can through the TuneIn app.
Bye.
Just look it up. And have a good afternoon. Definitely. And he says we're doing good on this topic. You know what? This is the type of topic that it needs to be talked about. It needs to be talked about. I really wish I had somebody to, like, look at in my studio right now. All I see is my beanbag chair. But that's the biggest thing.
She got a picture of Adam and just put it up against her wall.
Well, you know, you guys have Lindsay.
Yep.
You guys have Lindsay. And I have a beanbag chair. And
how do you clean that up afterwards?
Well, you know.
Oh.
Steam carpet cleaner, probably. Yeah. Pimp is back. Hi, Pimp. I have no idea who that is.
I don't either.
But, you know, that's my biggest gripe right now is that, you know, that type of the insensitivity, shut up about it, you know? If you don't like the guy, you don't like the guy. Did I like his acting? Not all of it. Did I like his movies he was in? Absolutely. But I'm also the worst person for movies ever because I like just about every single movie out there. It's my passion. I'm a movie guy. You can have the crappiest movie ever, and I'll be like, dude, that was gold. What's the word I'm looking for? A cult favorite. It'll be a cult favorite. You know? And I'll say that. Donnie Darko. Great movie.
Awesome movie.
Cult favorite. It didn't do well in the theaters, but it's a cult favorite. It's a cult favorite.
Oh, shit. Tank Pimp was Mr. Bunky.
Hey, Mr. Bunky. Welcome back, my friend.
Hey, hey.
Welcome back. So yeah, you know what? We got 15 minutes left. Let's go. Let's do. let's do the stupid calendar.
Yeah.
Because I want to. Just so we can. Western Echo, you like every single movie. You clearly haven't seen Twixt. You know what? Let's put that on my list. I'll watch it and I'll see if I like it or not.
I want to look it up. What's it about?
I don't know. I don't know. But you know what? See, that's the type of person that I am. If somebody suggests a movie to me, I'll watch it. Absolutely. But I'll also tear it apart because that's, you know, what I do. I look for the editing mistakes. I look for the story. I look for, you know, I pretty much look for anything that could possibly have to do with the overall production of a film. It's just the way I am. It's like built into my head. Red Sox says Dennis is the opposite and hates every single movie. Yeah, probably. But you know what? I applaud Dennis because Hammy wanted Christmas lights around the More Like Radio website, and I'm gonna show it on the Ustream here. You can see the chat room, so everything's right here in the chat room. But if I scroll up, you can see Dennis took Hammy disinfecting his microphone and put it in a banner for the More Like Radio Christmas lights.
Oh, man.
It's freaking great. I love that he did that because I was laughing my head off when I saw that. Sore. Wow.
Sore.
Sore. I saw that. So, yeah, good job, Dennis. I did see Repo, the genetic rock opera. Yeah, I don't know what to make of that. Well, you know what, Dennis? You and I will have to do a secret show and talk about movies. Because I love talking about movies. Everybody knows I love talking about movies. So, you and I need to figure something out where we can come up with a secret show all about some good movies to watch. So we'll go from there. So, all right, let's, get back here. There we go. So let's get into this. Let's do this real quick.
It's stupid calendar time.
Yes.
Yay.
It is time for the stupid calendar. I love Greg's voice there. We're going to fly through this real quick because we do got to go to break because Brian O'Sullivan will be giving us a call very shortly to talk about some of his stand-up comedy. He's got a new parody song that's out, and hopefully we can air that, and it'll be wonderful. And we'll talk about, you know, what he's doing with traveling and stuff like that. So it'll be awesome. New friend of the show. This one is from the New Mexico Lieutenant Governor Diane Denish during a gubernatorial. What the hell is a gubernatorial?
Notorial. No idea.
Gubernatorial debate in which she derided her opponent on the way she spent public money. She meant to say bonuses. Okay. So that's the tip. Meant to say bonuses. Tell the voters, quote, I used it for fancy resorts for my employees. I used that money for luxury cars. And I took border security funds to protect our borders and gave big fat boners.
Oh.
Go.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fun job.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Greg's like, tell me where to sign.
Western Echo says, if you've never seen Twixt, please take 2 hours of your life and you will hate me for it. And he does not hate every movie. He loves a ton of terrible movies. And he would also love to do a secret show all about movies, good and bad. So, Dennis, let's work on that. We'll figure it out and we'll do a secret show where we can talk about movies. It'll be awesome. And you know what? Maybe we can do it once a month. Once a month. I love movies. Trust me.
Me too.
This is for Tuesday, November 26th. This is fashion designer Tom Ford. A really good friend said to me, I always thought you were like a beautiful lacquered box with a silver handle. Now I know there is something inside the box. Nobody said these things to me before.
What the hell?
Go.
I got nothing on that one.
Greg?
Say it again.
Oh, say it again? All right, hold on.
He's already thrown it away.
I did. It's already in the trash bag bin. All right. A really good friend said to me, quote, I always thought you were like a beautiful lacquered box with a silver handle. Now I know there is something inside the box. End quote. Nobody said these things to me before. Red Sox, yes, I'm aware that Ustream is being stupid. So I apologize for that. I don't know why. I have a feeling it's because of the operating system and some of the apps. They're not compatible right now, so things are going a little iffy. But don't worry. I'm recording the whole thing, and I'll throw it up on YouTube for everybody later. This is for the 27th. Naoko Yamano, member and founder of the Japanese rock trio Shonen Knife. What are you snorting for?
Oh, boy.
Care to bring me up to speed on this?
Greg's playing GTA 5.
Uh-huh.
I was just running down a hill, and I jumped, and then all of a sudden my guy started flipping in the air and landed on a random roof and died.
But all I heard was, ah! And I look up, and I see somebody dead with blood everywhere, and it made me snort.
Nice. Very nice. All right, so this is Naoko Yamano, member and founder of the Japanese rock trio Shonen Knife. Do we have boyfriends? We are interested in delicious foods and sweets and tiny animals like the cat.
Makes sense.
Go.
So...
Hey, I don't know. The Japanese, I mean, some of them are... I don't understand where they come up with some of this stuff.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Garbage.
Garbage. All right, this is for Thanksgiving, the 28th of November. Hope everybody had a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving. Actual questions asked by callers to the Butterball Frozen Turkey Helpline.
Yes, this one's going to be awesome.
There's a helpline?
Apparently.
I should call it next show.
Dude, we haven't done a prank call in a while.
Let me look up the number. We'll get it ready for next week.
How often do I need to stroke the giblet?
Oh, man.
I can see this going south real quick.
Yeah, you're not kidding, buddy.
But I'm pumped. All right, so this is question number one. Is it okay to thaw my turkey in the bathtub while bathing my kids?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Greg, you should work for the hotline. Yes.
Yes. Can I brine my turkey in the washing machine?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
These are actual questions.
Instead of laundry detergent, it's salt.
No, it's still laundry detergent.
There you go. Can I use my oven's self-cleaning cycle to speed up the cooking process?
Oh, yes. Please do that.
Yes.
If I cut my turkey with a chainsaw, will the oil affect the taste?
No. It will be delicious.
Western Echo says, not only is it okay, it's encouraged. Can I take my frozen turkey into my sauna to thaw it faster?
Yes. But it needs to be wearing its own Speedo.
I can't believe people ask these questions.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God, that's freaking hysterical.
I should get a job in customer service.
Yeah, for one phone call.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I'd be in a great mood.
Western Echo says it's called flavor, dummy. Yes, yes it is. All right, this is for the 29th. This is actual testimony from the airship hearing. Houston Probate Court. The attorney says, how long did you know your father? Plaintiff, most of my life except when he was working. Attorney, so you're certain in your mind you knew him when he was home? Plaintiff, most of the time. Go.
That's it?
That's it. That's the entire conversation. How do you not know your frickin' father?
Oh, man.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, father's work. Understandable. He raised you!
Yeah.
He gave you that extra chromosome to make you a boy or a girl. Who would have thought? Well, no, it's the extra chromosomes by the female. But anyway,
I wasn't going to correct you.
I corrected myself. It's all right. It's all right. I know when I'm wrong. But the lawyer's a freaking idiot, too.
Yeah.
Did you know your father? No, not at all. No. He only changed my diapers. And how do you know this? Well.
Face recognition.
The memory is a little blurry, but he was there. I pooped a lot. Just saying. All right, this is for the 30th. This is a Polish politician and human rights activist, Lech Walesa. If I pronounced that right. If I didn't, sorry. Sorry I butchered it. But they say, if there were fish in the lake, fishing would make no sense.
If there were fish in the lake, fishing would make no sense.
Yes.
You're repeating it like it's a Dr. Seuss rhyme that you're trying to figure out.
I really am trying to figure it out.
I will not.
Mad at it?
I will not eat them in a house. I will not eat them with a mouse. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam. I am. All right. This is for today, the Sunday, December 1st, Christmas season. We'll get into the Black Friday stuff after our interview with Brian O'Sullivan later. Latvian hit song by Aisha. Title in English. What are we living until we die? Only Mr. God knows why.
Mista. Sorry.
Love you a long time. Yeah. So that's our stupid calendar for today. I have to admit, after doing the stupid calendar for the whole year, not impressed this year.
No. We'll get another one next year.
Not impressed at all. Not impressed at all. And I should, but no, not so much. Not so much. Red Sox says he's got to go. He'll be listening on TuneIn. Thanks for tuning in and bringing us with you. It's going to be awesome. D, very yes. Good question. Because I just saw that pop up. It's B.O. Comedy. Yes, B.O. Comedy. At B.O. Comedy is Brian O'Sullivan. He'll be on very, very shortly. We are going to take a break. When we come back, hopefully Punchy will be with us. Sorry if there's no video, but I got to work on the video and fix the computers now because shit broke. So I'll be doing that all this week. When we come back, Brian O'Sullivan will be with us. Keep it locked in. You're listening to The Sully Show here on More Like Radio. We'll be right back.
It's time for a piss break. Come on back. It's The Sully Show. MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What?
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful?
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh.
The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, you know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
You ever wonder what goes on at morelikeradio.com, midnights, Sunday, and Thursday? Well, here's how it sounds.
Two people in this damn radio show right now are shirtless, and one of them just farted.
Oh, punchy.
That's right, folks. It's 360 on 420. This is what you get every week.
Let's all get naked.
You don't jerk one out before you go to bed?
That's upsetting.
This is definitely a man's man kind of show. Five guys sitting around shirtless. They talk about everything. No big deal.
You know what you are? You're a ball buster.
I'm not that much of a Nazi. Come on now. Like, wait a minute. You don't jerk off Indian style? It helps the flow because you can feel the, you know.
It's part of his DDP yoga routine.
He's like, when you arc it at the ceiling fan, does it, like, hit it? The look I just saw from him is amazing.
So if this kind of talk is for you, come on by every Sunday and Thursday at midnight, morelikeradio.com. Dead babies.
Shirtlessness is an option.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from the Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
Well, you're about to get a Skype call there.
Here we go, answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
It's under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow.
This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping.
Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry, look, Dennis. That.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sully Show here on More Like Radio. A little bit of AC/DC, yeah. Not that we really do a lot of music, but hey, that's what we do right now. Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. I think we got Punchy with us. Unless I have them muted still, which I did. Punchy's back. Danielle's back. We got everybody back so far.
I'm like Mike Crabtree. Wasn't here for the start of the show, but I'm here just in time.
Well, hey, you know what? At least you showed up. Just saying.
What up?
At least you showed up. Adam didn't even show up.
He didn't? Oh.
So no, he had some family obligations that he had to attend to, so, you know. It's all good.
Adam usually has a good reason.
Yeah, I mean, you know, military and all, sometimes.
Yeah, he's either serving our country or, you know, serving our country.
Yeah, you know.
It's either family, or which is very important, or, like, serving, like, military, which he, like, is legally obligated to go to anyway. Like, there's no getting out of it.
Pretty much. I mean, that's usually how it works. So, welcome back, everybody. I'm glad you're all tuned in, because guess what?
What, Matt?
We have, right now, on the air with us, because he was sitting through commercials, and he was sitting ever so patiently while I set everything up, we have comedian Brian O'Sullivan with us. How's it going, Brian?
It's so good.
Excellent! I'm so glad you're actually on the show, because we freaking love you.
Oh, thanks. I'm so glad I can talk now. It's weird sitting in my room being quiet.
Oh, you're like, oh, damn, you know, seriously?
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
Thanks. Honestly, thanks for being with us, because, first of all, we loved your Taylor Swift parody.
Thank you.
I forget who actually sent that to me, because I'm so not a Taylor Swift fan at all.
Yeah, me neither.
And when someone said that to me, I'm like, oh my god, I gotta have this on the show.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm glad you did. I listened to that episode. It was funny.
Good. I'm glad you liked it, because
we
loved it.
Now, oh, good.
Now, I got a question for you.
What's that?
Well, I got multiple questions for you. First of all...
all right, let's try.
First of all, toward the end, would you be able to perform a song for us?
Yeah, sure, why not?
That would be really cool if you could. All right. Number one... After that, anyway, what made you decide that you wanted to get into comedy?
I don't know. Acting didn't work out. I guess. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, I do know that a lot of comedians they do try out for acting and then they switch back into comedy, and then sooner or later that gets into acting. So
that's what I'm hoping. Yeah,
because I mean. Just from your music video, because you do have an official music video for your Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
What's that parody called again? I'm sorry.
I will never ever like Taylor Swift ever.
Yeah, that makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And just because you don't like her, that's why you came up with the parody, right?
Yeah, well, so I do a lot of parodies, and parodies are my favorite thing. I prefer my original material, but... I do a lot of college shows, and after shows, people ask me, like, oh, do you have a parody to this person or a parody to this person? And my rule used to be, like, if two people from different states asked me for a parody that I didn't have, I'd force myself to write one, even if I didn't. And that happened for Taylor Swift. Two people asked me if I have a Taylor Swift parody, and I was like, no, I don't listen to her music. So I listened to a bunch of her music, and I was like, well, this is the same song.
Well, that's the thing. She's got a lot of stuff that it's... all the same crap.
Yeah.
It's all, oh my god, my heart got broken.
Yep.
Oh, he twisted my arm again.
Yep.
Oh, he dumped me.
I'm going to burn his pictures.
Yeah, it's sad.
You got to think about it, though. For the songwriters on a Taylor Swift song, it's got to be the easiest job ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like,
I guess.
He's like, you know, yeah, yeah, think about it.
I mean, there's the only thing they're doing is thinking of new chords, really.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. The lyric sheet for a Taylor Swift song must look like an ad lib. The only thing you really have to change are certain events, like where they went on a first date and who the guy I chose over Taylor Swift. That's pretty much all you need different.
Yeah,
I can see that. Now, who? Obviously, because you're a comedian. Do you have any actual stand-up comedians that have inspired you to continue doing comedy?
Well, Stephen Lynch is the reason I started doing this singing comedy stuff, because I found out about him in college. And but straight stand-up, I'm a huge fan of Brian Regan.
Ah, yes. I'd love to have him on the show one day.
Yeah, yeah, he's hilarious. And I mean, I like comedy. I like laughing. I think that's what someone needs to do that for people in the world, because there's too many serious people in the world. And my goal when I was a kid was to, if I can make one person laugh a day, then it was a successful day. So that's my driving force personally. But yeah, I love watching and hearing good comedy from anybody.
Sweet. Now, what about your music? Aside from Brian Lynch, you said you have original stuff as well.
Yes.
And you have a brand new album on iTunes, correct?
Yeah, it's called Brian Songs.
Are any of the parodies on there?
No, that one's all original.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's 15 original tracks.
Sweet. Brian Songs. Hopefully you'll possibly sing one for us.
Sure, yeah.
I love the parodies, and I honestly have never really heard your original stuff.
Yeah, people like the parodies more, yeah. Well, they know the parodies more, and they're easier to relate to for a stranger.
Punchy just asked in the chat room, Punchy, really? You wanted me to know who Brian Lynch is?
Yeah, because you said Brian Lynch instead of Brian Regan or Stephen Lynch.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything.
I would like to say that I was up all night DJing, and then I had to be up and make sure the show was running, and I had two co-hosts not show up on time.
So
shut up, Punchy.
It's all right. You're with your co-host, Danielle Wood.
We would have to mix it with Danielle Greg Wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Greg's here too.
Oh, well, I didn't, you know, he's usually pretty quiet, so.
Sounds like a porn star's name.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I'm not sure which way, though.
Well, they do have Lindsay, who sits in for D when she's at work, and it's only Greg. And
we haven't gone pro or anything, but
they're getting there.
Lindsay is our blowout.
They're getting there. They are getting there, that's for sure.
We're working on a few sponsors.
Now I'm just picturing bad 70s music with starring Danielle Greg Wood.
Yeah. There's no such thing as bad 70s music. Come on.
Western Echo just said, pass the buck, the Sully Show style.
Naturally.
Well, you know, shit happens. What are you going to do about it? Now, you've been on tour. You said you've been doing a lot of college shows. What are the college shows like?
That's a great question, man. They're fun. Here's how it really is. I do probably between 6 and 10 college shows a month.
Okay.
And a solid 3 of them are absolutely awesome. The other ones are, if they're not awesome, it's because the schools give like constraints on what I can and can't talk about or can't sing about. So it's like a lot of schools lately have been asking for PG-13 shows, which mm-hmm. I'm fine doing, but like my funnier material is what they're going to consider more R. But what's confusing is that PG-13 is such a vague thing to tell a comedian.
Yeah.
Because the rating PG-13 was invented for movies to show nudity, but not sexually. You can say the F word one time as long as you're not referring to actual sex. And then all other foul languages, you know, you can use. So it's like, what? I don't think PG-13 is to them. But then a lot of schools will also be like, do PG-13, but no sexual stuff. It's like, that's PG-13.
That's weird. Like, there's some rooms where they say, well, we're not going to tell you what to do with your stuff, but keep it classy.
Yeah, it's like, well, then you just did. You just told me what to do with my stuff.
Yeah, you pretty much just said, don't do dirty shit.
Yeah.
But then you said, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Or sometimes you'll do your stuff and you won't hear what they didn't like that you did as far as content-wise.
Yeah. Like, yeah. One time after a show recently, I got talked to. So it's always students that book me and run these shows. So afterwards, they weren't giving me my check because they thought that my material was dirtier than the contract stated. The contract said PG-17.
What the?
Yeah.
That's a great rating.
I guess I can do whatever. So they had a problem with my Macklemore song, All About College, which is a parody of the Thrift Shop, all about the college experience. I say the word masturbation in there, and then the rest of it's all things, I mean, that included, are all things that a freshman would do in college.
Right.
I'm guessing drinking and partying and not going to class.
I'm guessing that wasn't cool for them because that was PG 18 to 21.
Yeah, I think that I didn't get the breakdown of their rating for PG-17, so it was my fault. I should have asked.
Well, you know what, though? If they're going to put it in a contract, they should at least explain what the guidelines are instead of giving the vague term of PG-17.
Absolutely. I have like, it's cool now with technology because, like, people will say, how clean? I'll ask them, how clean do you want it? And they'll say, I don't know. And I'll say, get out your phone right now. Go watch my parody of One Direction, You Don't Know You're Beautiful. And if that song is too dirty, that tells me where my line is. And that song just has the word ho over and over again.
And I've actually heard it's a really good show. And you can see all his videos on his Facebook and his YouTube, by the way.
Yeah,
because he does post them. You've been posting them a lot lately.
Yeah, so after the Taylor Swift thing blew up, I got scared because my fans on Facebook jumped from like just shy of 3,000 to over 10,000. And I was like, oh no, now I have to prove to these people that I actually am funny and that wasn't a one-time thing and I've been doing this for a while and I'm planning on doing this for a while more. And so I just got in my head of like, I have to be funny now. And, yeah, so I started writing and putting up more videos than I usually do.
Right. And, you know, since you brought that up, you also have a song called Too Soon.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I got asked about that last night.
Now, for those that haven't seen it, it is on his YouTube channel, which is Brian O'Sullivan, right?
Or B.O. Comedy.
B.O. Comedy. So everything's B.O. Comedy for him. And and just so everybody knows, we are not related at all.
We're not. Sadly.
We are not related. We share the same last name, but we're not from the same family.
It's an awesome last name.
I'm sorry?
It's an awesome last name.
I agree with you. 100%. Yeah.
I feel bad. My sister, she got married 2 years ago to a guy named Jonathan Jones.
Oh, she went so from O'Sullivan she lost to Jones.
O'Sullivan to Jones.
Well, at least, you know, she didn't marry some guy named Jim Jones.
That's true. Although, I don't know what his dad's name is.
Good point. Jim Jones would just be a fantastic just running gag, especially if he serves Kool-Aid.
Oh, I would expect that's all he's serving. If my name was Jim Jones, I would only offer Kool-Aid when people came over to my house.
Just never grape.
Nah. Well, the thing is, I don't think a lot of people would get that either.
No, yeah, there's a lot of people who wouldn't get the joke.
Yeah.
It would be fantastic, though.
And that's also the other thing with colleges. So I love college students. I think they're awesome, and I'm hoping to build long-term, you know, like, fanships with them. But their pop culture knowledge is slimming every year.
Yeah, and so are the attention spans, actually.
Yeah. And that's something I'm battling with myself.
And the college crowd, that's the crowd that you want to start with anyway.
Yeah,
because
I think so.
As they get older, obviously, you know, a good example is Jeff Dunham. I mean, he started playing the colleges and the high schools and stuff like that. Now look at him.
Yep.
He's one of the highest paid stand-up comedians that's out there right now.
Yep.
So, you know, they bring you with them. And the good thing with what you're doing is you've got the ability to not only reach out through Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, so you're now hitting millions of people.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen some of your video hits. You've got a good couple hundred thousand hits per video.
Yeah, it's weird. The technology is weird. Because when I started writing funny songs, it was while I was in college, and Facebook came out my sophomore year, and YouTube around the same time. But neither of those were taken seriously.
Right.
They were just things to do when you're waiting for your next class to start, not something you're constantly checking and constantly on and wondering, how come I'm not getting more likes right now? Likes weren't even a thing. It was just poking. That was
poke.
It.
I'm going to poke Brian. Poke!
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, oh, Matt must have a crush on me. Well, I'm pretty sure that's what poke means right now.
Stop it. Stop. I hated the pokes. I hated when... The sad part is I was on MySpace and Facebook when they both came out.
Uh-huh.
Just goes to show my age.
Yeah.
But that was the one thing I hate. You know, most of the people don't use the social networks to what they're supposed to be used for. And you're actually using it the right way.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
And I do want to point out, too, like he brought up that he did a Macklemore cover. One guy who also shows that social media and YouTube can propel you to pretty great shape.
Absolutely.
And he didn't even do that with a label either, which is fantastic. So
yeah.
Between that and between what like Louis C.K. and Aziz Ansari and Jim Gaffigan have been doing with self-releasing stuff,
yep.
It's a different game now than it was 10 years ago.
Yep. And it's, I mean, the ones that figure that out are the ones that are going to go further longer, really.
Yep.
Oh, without a doubt. And you know, for you, you're based out of L.A., correct?
Yep. Yep.
So it's pretty early. For you at the moment.
Earliest I've woken up for on a Sunday morning in a while.
Sorry about that, but we really...
No, it's okay. It's worth it. It's totally worth it.
We loved your stuff, so, you know...
I'm up for it, yeah. No, if people love me, I'll show up. 4 in the morning, let's do it.
All right, you guys heard him. Secret show.
Man, it just got awkward.
Awkward.
I gotta ask, because you're on L.A., and I'm more like in the New York, New Jersey comedy scene.
Uh-huh.
Now, here, 80%, I'd say, of people who do comedy in this area, 75 to 80% are the ones who either want to go into acting. I'm going back to something I said earlier, by the way. But 75 to 80% either want to go into acting or, like Sully said, tried it and went back to comedy. Would it be safe to say about 90 to 95% in L.A. are that way?
Yeah. Oh, probably 99. I think every stand-up comic in L.A. wants their own show. Their own TV show.
Yeah, you've got the guys who are, like, you can tell they're trying to get the pilot.
Yeah.
I know there's one guy who actually recently moved from New York to L.A. for that express purpose. Because he's got the star of a comedy pilot looks. But I'm guessing so do 80% of the male comics in L.A.
Yeah, the thing is, and I heard this before I came out to L.A., and it's true. It's L.A. stand-up is... people who are just out of college or soap opera stars who aren't working anymore. So, like, when you randomly see, like, a comic that's talking about how good-looking they are for a comic, it's not true anymore. It's like, no, you're just another soap opera star who didn't make it. It's not. There's a dozen of you on this show.
There's, like, 6 of you that look like the same exact person.
Yeah.
Say you're good-looking for a comic when you're... what you're seeing looks like all 80% Ryan Reynolds. Killer.
Yep. That's why I do comedy. It's so I can get compliment on my looks.
Yeah, but you're in the LA scene. If you were in the New York scene, you'd be like a 10.
Oh, exactly. No. What are you saying? I'm not here?
The LA scene, though, like, it's diluted.
You jerk. It's, yeah. The pixels. I look different in real life. I look more like it in person.
You look more like a college student.
Yeah, that's what it is. My young looks.
That's what it is. You're going for the college look. So you need to look like them to kind of blend in.
That's true. My agent, actually, I signed with them over 4 years ago now, but when they first took me on, my material was okay. The best thing I had at the time was a parody to Britney Spears' Womanizer called Breathalyzer.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was the first parody I wrote that was funnier to people than just my immediate friend group, because I wrote it about something more relatable to more people, I guess, sadly. But they said that your writing's okay, your singing's but your looks are right for college.
And that's when you go, do I take that as a compliment?
Yeah.
Or
they said we're going to sign you because of your looks. And I was like, that's messed up. All right, I'll do it.
Like going for a comedian, or you want me to be a date rapist?
I mean, it wouldn't have been date rapist at the time. I was the right age.
It's weird, too, because part of you is probably like, well, okay, they said because of the looks, but did they even listen to my stuff? And the other part of you is like,
yeah,
this is comedy. There's not very much money. I might as well take what I can get.
Yeah. No, I was happy they emailed me back.
Wow.
So at that point, I was like, they could have said, you're the ugliest person in the world. We're going to put you at the very bottom of our list of clients, and we'll send you out for one show a year. And I'd be like, yeah, I've made it.
Excellent. Totally.
Yeah.
And then we're going to send you to a community college.
Oh, man, those are fun.
Oh, yeah, I went to a community college. I
have nothing against people that go there.
I feel really bad for anybody who needs to perform for a community college.
It's hard, man, because most of the shows for community colleges are at noon.
Yeah, during lunch.
During what? Lunch, when yep. people who are there don't know there's going to be a comedian, so they're just there to eat lunch. And they're like, why is there a guy in the room talking with speakers set up? And a part of me feels like they think I walked in there with speakers and just set them up, not that I was commissioned to be here and I'm being like, I'm from out of town. I flew in just for this show for you guys at noon. But it's like, why is he interrupting lunch? I'm just trying to eat.
I'm just trying to eat and study.
Yeah.
The recess wasn't long enough.
There you go.
But yeah, it's interesting.
I mean, when I first started college, I went to a community school, and it wasn't Bill Burr, but the guy looked just like him.
He's a funny guy.
And I've been following Bill Burr for quite some time, but yeah. You know, this was before I even heard of Bill Burr and before he was huge the way he is now. The guy looked just like him, and he's trying to get everybody in the cafeteria all riled up for his show.
Yeah.
And nobody cares.
That's sad.
It kind of is.
That's the thing. Like, I don't – maybe I should try more, because I'll go to schools and I don't try anything. I assume that people who want to be there, who knew about it, are there. Right. And people who don't want to be there will leave in the first 5 minutes. And I do an hour set, so it's like, you know, I establish what I'm going to do in the first 5 minutes. And it's like, if you guys don't want to stay, go. If not, stay.
Bye. See you later.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not hurting my feelings because, oh, I don't feel like listening to funny songs right now.
His mindset with those college shows is the same mindset one would use for the Factory of Sadness known as an open mic.
You know what? You're probably right, Punchy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm definitely right.
All right.
You, no reaction from other comics because they're looking at notes, and you just have this weird just, all right, am I horrible, or are they just not giving a shit because they're in their own shit?
Yeah. That's the thing about open mics. That's what they're for, is you have to do them so you know that feeling. Because if you can do an open mic, college is easy.
Yeah, and like I said, it's a nice blend of guys who haven't not yet made it and guys who have not made it at all. Ever. It really is, like I said, just a factory of sadness.
Yeah. Yeah, 7 nights a week.
There you go. So, now, can we hear some music?
Yeah, absolutely. Do I need to be clean?
You can say whatever you want.
No, you do not have to be clean.
The good all thing right. about this show, this is the big difference between my show and a lot of the other shows on More Like Radio. We are actually the cleanest show on this station.
Oh, good. I just figured it's on a Sunday. I was curious.
Yeah, no. We every now and then I'll go on a rant about Michael Bay.
Okay.
Because you know, don't get me wrong, he's you know, done a lot, but he's not my favorite director ever.
Sure. No, he has time. Done a lot. That's a good description of Michael Bay.
Yeah. Yeah. He has done a lot. But we won't go on my Michael Bay rants right now.
Hey, listen, Michael Bay keeps guys who make C4 and other types of explosives in business all year round.
Yes, he does.
It's true.
Yes, he does. So basically, you know, yeah, we're the cleanest show, but you can pick any song that you want, whether it's new or old or raunchy, whatever, and go for it.
All right, this one is on my album, This is one of my favorite songs to play for people. It's for a smarter crowd, probably.
Boo!
Wait.
No, what I'm saying is, I'm going to judge you guys if you're not laughing. I'm going to assume it's because you don't get it, not because it's not funny.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'm still going to play it because it's funny to me every time. It's a song all about me trying to pick up this girl at a bar.
Go for it.
Yeah. Hello, nurse. I see you. I'll make your bed rock. All right, these jokes are going to come really fast. It's like that first line was, hello, nurse. I see you. As in, you are, and also intensive care unit. Okay. I'm going to try it again. You guys are going to laugh. Perfect
place. I was laughing.
I know. Here we go. Hello, nurse. I see you. I'll make your bed rock. Got milk, nice shoes. Do you come here a lot? If you did, I would, because you're so Campbell's good. I want to be your sweet honey like a rhino trumpet. I'm so horny. Do you want to make out? Here's a kiss from France. Put your jeans above your head. Can see your underpants. Girl, what's your sign? You'll don't say stop like a can of Pringles. I'm about to pop. Blow me like the big bad wolf did. I'll be praying like a mantis that you eat my kids. Hey, oh, hey, oh. I mean, hey, girl. I said, hey, ho, hey, ho. I mean, hey, girl. Think you're out of my league. Don't think you are like Phil Hartman's wife. I shoot for the stars.
Your
box, get nailed, let's screw. You're the shit. I'm number two. I'm teeth and I need to be inside your mouth. You're Randy Johnson. I'm striking out. Tell me, Lady Jane Grey, where's my head at? Would you shave downstairs? I'm allergic to cats. Hey, ho, hey girl, I said hey ho, I'm hey girl. If I get lucky, I'll hear her say, ride me like a convertible in May. You could take my top off every day. Ride me like a convertible in May. You could take my top off every day. Oh, hey ho, we say day ho. Come, Mr. Tallyman, and tally me banana. Hey ho, hey ho, I mean hey girl. Hey, Mr. York, I'm glad we met. You're an old man's boner, you're hard to get. But like Monopoly, I can play that game. I'll be the theme song from Cheers, you'll be glad you came. I'm rough like golf, this shaft I'll drive. Call me JCPenney, I'll be all inside. I'm gonna fill you up like a tank of gas. There's a doggy in your pants, let me see that ass. My balls are the Smurfs, cause they're turning blue. I'll make you moan in the shower like you're selling shampoo. Since Dave Hill, do you want a bone? Like Macaulay Culkin, I go home alone. Hey, ho, I mean, hey girl. I said, hey ho, hey ho. I mean, hey girl. I mean, hey girl.
Awesome! You made Thanks. D snort like 7 times.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was awesome.
Yeah, you got a bunch of people in the chat room going, I'm dying over here, and an instant fan.
Yeah, all right. It was worth waking up early then.
See, it always is. Now, I saw somebody in the background that just kind of walked in. Who is that special someone? Yeah.
Is it a guy or a girl?
It looked like a girl.
Was it really? That's hilarious. That's one of my temporary roommates.
Ah, going, yeah. What are you doing so early in the morning?
Probably. It's probably like, why are you up before noon, Brian?
Because he's being special for us.
Yeah, she and I actually did a web series over the summer called Roommates for the Summer, because she's subleasing from my real roommate.
Ah, cool.
And so if you're interested in seeing that, they're like 3-minute videos, basically about me hating her and her just being a ball of sunshine.
I think, you know what? I think we might have to do that.
Yeah, just search Roommates for the Summer featuring Brian O'Sullivan. There's like 10 episodes. Roommates, you don't have to watch them all, but. Yeah.
See, I love web series. I'm actually working on a few myself just so we can.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I don't just do radio, as you can tell, since I really wanted you to have video, because we do incorporate video a lot for the show.
Sure. But,
you know, we still do the basic broadcasting thing where, you know, if somebody's just listening on the audio feed, we can describe what's going on and so forth while we're showing the video. But we when I do video, like with you, I had you full screen, and when I'm talking to you right now, recording wise, and it'll be up on YouTube, so we'll be able to share it with each other's channels.
Just I get it. Saying. That's smart.
Yes.
Like Stewie yelling Yahtzee.
Yahtzee!
Gay.
Hell yeah.
So you know, like right now, I've got you with split video because mine, you're the guest, so you're obviously a lot bigger video. And then, of course, my little video is right in the corner. So I do have the technology to do things.
To rebuild it, to make it faster.
I know, right? Make it better and more interactive for people. It's fun that way.
Yeah.
But we do have to get going. We have to let Brian get going because we do have to move on. We've got a whole bunch of more stuff today. Brian, thank you for coming on the show today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You are more than welcome to come on anytime you want.
I'd love to come back, yeah.
Seriously, anytime you want, you just let me know and we will have you on. If you got a new show you want, song you want to release.
Absolutely.
We'd love to have you on and perform it for us and so on and so forth. It would
sweet,
be
man.
Awesome. Especially because, you know, we got the same last name and all.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to drop that ball every time.
I'm going to. You know what? I'm going to go out on
a
limb.
What if I was terrible, though? Would you tell people we didn't have the same last name?
No, I would say we would have the same last name. I'm not like that. I'm not.
And that I'm ruining it?
I think Sully's trying to join with you to be a two-man band called the O'Sullivans.
Sorry, my band's full.
If I could play a musical instrument, I would certainly go, hey, you know, you want to get together? But no. I took guitar lessons once.
Oh, I never did.
I can't pick it up. And it's weird, and I know everybody on the station is now going to bash me when I tell this story. But my pinky, and I'm going to show it for everybody on Ustream. My pinky on my left hand is actually shorter than all my other fingers. I don't know why. It just is. For me to hit specific chords in a more relaxed fashion when you're playing the guitar, it's a lot harder for me.
Okay.
I can't even play Guitar Hero on expert because I can't hit the last button. Most people can hit the last button on Guitar Hero. I can't even reach. So I have to slide my hand down and hit it with my ring finger.
That's a lot of work.
It is. So, you know, I play it on medium because I can't play it on expert.
That's boring.
I know. And I really want to play it on expert, but, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
But you guys can follow Brian on his Twitter. Do you use your Twitter that often?
Twitter is where I put all of my bad jokes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I save the best ones for Facebook.
They're using your Twitter already.
I already tweeted it twice.
You can follow him on Twitter, BO Comedy. That's at BO Comedy for his bad jokes. And if you want to check out all of his other stuff, you can go to his Facebook page, which is facebook.com/BO Comedy, as well as on YouTube, BO Comedy.
And, YouTube, it's Brian O'Sullivan Comedy.
Ah.
Yeah, someone stole BO Comedy first.
Those bastards.
I know, they're not using it.
They're not even at the back. See?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Western Echo says, can I play the triangle or cowbell? Yes, I can.
Yes. That's good.
I can do. So, if you can always use more cowbell.
Always, yeah. Let's do a Blue Oyster Cult cover. Just
yes!
The one.
Let's do. You should. You should do one. Do one just
do
for
one?
The show.
No one knows who they are anymore.
Come on, it's the Blue Oyster.
Make them relevant again.
I know who they are. Yeah, well, I feel like they're like, oh, that's that band from Saturday Night Live with Christopher Walken.
Yeah, cowbell, bunk.
That's
bunk.
Who they were.
All right, Brian, thanks for coming on the show today. I
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it. And I will, when I get a chance today and tomorrow, I'll break this video up for you so you can have it for your YouTube channel as well.
Ah, it's so nice of you.
Thank you very much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. Keep on rocking. Keep us updated, too.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. Thank you again.
Thanks again, and have a great day. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, we'll see you guys.
Bye.
All right, bye.
That was excellent. He's a nice guy, isn't he, guys?
Oh, he's funny. He cracked me up.
That song was freaking great.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to download his stuff. You can rock out in the truck.
Totally would, too.
Yeah, you know, you probably would. And I can see that. I can see you rocking out. He's such a nice guy. He really is. He really is. He's a nice guy. All right. So we need to change gears because we still got a lot to do. And we're going to jump right into Dee's Craigslist. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? For some reason, my settings are a little bit off, so I need to fix things video-wise at this present time. So let me fix that real quick so we can get everything up and running. And you know what? Let me just do this and fix this. There we go. There we go. I think that's pretty good. And Dee, why don't we get to it? We're going to start with the first one that you got here.
Okay. And, this one is labeled Looking for R. Kelly Impersonator.
Jeez.
So he can pee on you.
And the ad goes, I am looking for an R. Kelly impersonator to follow me around this Saturday and narrate everything I do as if it's a part of the song Trapped in the Closet. Hourly rate is negotiable. All applicants are subject to audition and looks are irrelevant.
So then just a vocal impersonator.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing, because if looks are irrelevant, then he's really not that big of an impersonator.
Yeah, I mean...
Just putting it out there.
Then again, I mean, we do have Asian Elvis impersonators, so...
That's
valid point.
That's true, but they sound just like him.
They do. Exactly. But then you're like, wait a second. Elvis Presley was not 4'9" and Asian.
But they still sing everything very well.
Yes, they do.
Why R. Kelly, of all the people, R. Kelly?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think the person's a fan of the Trapped in a Closet song, and they just want to be like, I want my own version of Trapped in a Closet. When I listen to it, I think it's me.
There you go.
And because people are ridiculous and have spent more money on weirder things.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Salvador Dali had an ocelot.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
See, Tunchy, this is what happens when you're late. Just saying. Just saying. All right, what's the next one here, Danielle? What do we got here?
Can we borrow your dog?
Well, if you want to, then sure. Why not?
Hi. So we bought some bacon and some coffee this morning, but due to being drunk, we seem to have misplaced it. We are 90 to 93% sure that it's in our house somewhere. But where? We seriously have no idea. It's driving us nuts. We just want to drink some coffee and eat some freaking bacon. If you have a dog that likes smelling and finding bacon, we would like to have him over. We will even feed you bacon once it's found. Please help. Edit. It was in our couch. This took several hours and moments of hard thought. We still love our dog and welcome you and yours. I really don't know where these people come up with this stuff.
How can you find bacon in your couch?
I don't know. Apparently they were really drunk.
Really drunk? Really drunk? You gotta be a freaking moron to do that.
If you want to hear really drunk, there's an episode of the Nerd Hour. That would be very good to hear. That's very drunk.
That was drunk punchy, wasn't it?
You can't use the excuse of drunk for this.
Yeah, no. No. No, not at all. Damn, borrow the dog to find bacon.
And coffee.
And coffee. And coffee. I stand corrected on that. And coffee.
Lots of it, actually.
Yeah, lots of it. All right, what's the next one here?
The next one is labeled Dumpster Lover, Woman for Male.
Bump, 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 bump.
Star, Daniel Greg Wood.
There you go.
So, I was running from an alien, and I jumped into an alleyway dumpster to hide, and you were there napping, and I woke you up. We shared something out of your flask, and we laughed and talked about comments coming our way in grilled cheese. You called yourself Blump. But I had to poop, so when I went to the gas station down the road, and when I came back, you were gone. I just wanted to make sure the alien didn't track my scent and find you instead. I hope you are well. Meet me at the dumpster behind McDonald's tomorrow for lunch. Location, dumpster.
What?
Someone must have gotten a pair of Roddy Piper's magic sunglasses. Only thing I can think of. Where to begin? Like, there's just so much here.
There's so much here.
For, all right, first off, the dumpster part. The fact that they met and hooked up at a dumpster is the first thing that I want to point out. Secondly, the only reason that she didn't know where the guy was after that is because she went to take a shit in a gas station. That's number two. Number three, wait, aliens are tracking her scent?
She's running from aliens?
Yeah, she's running from that. Like, she can't just casually throw that in there. That's not something you just casually throw in there.
I mean,
look.
I'm like, what?
That's like saying, yeah, no. I went to this store, went to that store, got my hand cut off, went to this store, went to that store. Like, you don't do that.
I'm
freaking
speechless.
I want to know what she was doing before. Like, what? Where was she that these quote-unquote aliens were chasing her? Matt can't even talk.
I'm just dumbfounded. Yeah!
I have to give credit to Greg who found all of these for me.
I was about to say, you better give him credit for that. You better give him credit because he stepped up today.
Yeah, he did.
Those are from like 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Even still, you found them.
Yeah.
I did find two of them this morning, though, so.
Word up. All right, so what's the next one here? Whoa, this is a lot of cap locks here.
Free human-size hamster wheel.
Oh, I am down.
Free human-sized hamster wheel available for immediate pickup can accommodate up to 200 pounds, fully functional, not recommended for houses with small children or animals, 50 pounds of shredded newspaper also available. I will not have this in my house any longer. Taking appointments to view the wheel this week. Location, Brooklyn.
Only in
Brooklyn.
Wait a minute. I got to show the picture here. There's an actual picture.
It's too ridiculous.
And it really has all the 50 pounds of shredded newspaper.
That's freaking great. Oh my god, that's awesome. Oh my god. All right, what's the next one here?
All right, the next one's kind of long.
Oh, it is. Look at that.
Quarterback wanted.
Punchy, you want to apply for this one?
Sure. I mean, depending on what team, though.
All right.
I'm getting there. There's a picture. Hello, and thanks for reading. Have you played pro football, college ball, high school, peewee? Have you ever played Madden? Do you sort of kind of know some rules of football? If yes, keep reading. If no, well, also keep reading. We will take anyone. This could turn into a regular gig for the right person. The Cleveland Browns, as you may have noticed, are having problems scoring points on offense constantly. We're deciding that we actually want to win this year and that we have a real shot at it, too. 3 wins in 6 games. We were expecting maybe 1/3 of those wins for the whole year, but somehow we have a shot still. Here's the thing. Our defense is sick nasty, but we've got a problem under center. Well, one problem. Brandon Whedon.
Oh, jeez.
If you're sick of seeing depression, heaves to the sidelines, countless sacks and superb coverage, and underhanded, lightly tossed interceptions in the fourth quarter, then please come apply. If you can throw a ball, come apply. If you can't, come anyway. We will teach you the basics. Throwing the ball to the guy who has the same color shirt as you. throwing the ball reasonably close to the receiver that's wide open, throwing the ball more than 3 yards on 3rd and 16. Think you got what it takes? Come on down. You are the next contestant on the Cleveland Quarterbacks. Please, no redheads, people named Brett, or any University of Florida alumni.
See that little dig at Andy Dalton of the event? Yeah.
And there's the picture, too.
Approximately $125,000 per week.
Oh,
you know what? I should apply. I could do this.
We should respond to some of these, see if the people actually respond back.
I know.
I'm going to respond. I'm like, listen, will Josh Gordon still be on the team in the next year or so? Because if so, I'm totes in.
That was awesome.
Echo says, does it come bundled with a GIMP outfit?
It is possible.
Yeah, that's the Brian Hoyer outfit.
It is possible. Anything is possible this day and age. All right, we got to do this real quick. Maybe if my volume was up, I could do it. Here we go.
You people are idiots.
Welcome back, dumbass.
Dumbass.
Got anything for that, dumbass?
Well, April Fool, dumbass.
It's time for the dumbass of the week.
Dumbasses.
Dumbass. You dumbasses. 300 million sperm. That's the one that got through.
All right, it is that time for the Dumbass of the Week, where we take all those stupid people and we make fun of them, and we're going to do it really quick because it's really not that big of an article. But this is the best part. If you have a article or a video to send to us to use for the Dumbass of the Week, by all means, send it to us to dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. Again, the email is dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show. So today was sent to me, actually. They didn't give me a name or anything, but somebody sent this to me through the email, and I will not say who the email was from because that's just wrong, but they didn't say who they were. And this one is very odd because this one is a drunk driver that slammed into a patrol car.
Oh,
wait. Not once, not twice. But 4 times.
The cop must have let him slide the first 3 times. It was that 4th time that there was an issue.
Maybe just a little. The 40-year-old man is in more trouble than he can imagine after a bizarre stunt on the northeast side overnight of the Morgan Montalvo Report. So WOAI, wherever that is.
So he's 40. So anyone who's guessing that that was P-Rock of the Red Show Wednesday nights from 9 to 11, you're wrong.
All right, there you go. Shameless plug as well. Police say the man was allegedly driving drunk, lost control of his car near Perrin Bytel and Clear Springs, and slammed through a fence. But it went downhill from there. Don't you just love it when they do that? When they say it went downhill from there? Police say after the man blundered into a driveway, an officer pulled into the driveway behind him to prevent him from driving away, which, understandable, standard procedure, they have to do that type of thing. The suspect decided to do something even more stupid when he threw his car into reverse and smashed into the police vehicle. He then got dumber yet, and did it again and again and again. 4 times he slammed into this car, and the officer had to get the guy out of his car at gunpoint. He's not only facing DWI charges, but he's also facing evading arrest and criminal mischief, as well as multiple accidents.
Yeah.
So, what do you think of that? Come on. You know you got something, Punchy.
Oh, my God. First off, I'm a better driver than this guy, obviously. Because in one incident, he has double the accidents I've ever had.
Yeah.
Just point that out.
Oh, yeah.
He is fucked. Holy crap. Like, there's no getting out of what the charges he's going to. He'll probably never drive again.
Probably not. I know his license will definitely be revoked. The evading arrest and criminal mischief will add to it. So he might do jail time.
Oh, he'll definitely do jail time.
God willing.
He might do jail time, depending on the severity that the judge decides to give them. But yeah, I mean, license gone, car gone. He won't be driving for a couple of years at least. At least a couple of years. But, oh, man. I swear, you know, people just, I don't know, dude.
Sounds like he had a bad day.
Yeah, just a little bit. Are you yawning?
I am.
Why?
Because I didn't sleep last night.
You know whose day? You know Greg, whose day was worse, though? The cop.
Say what?
The cop's day was probably worse because now he has to explain that to his superiors.
Yeah. Well, they've got cameras on the cars, so obviously they'll.
Yeah, but some cops keep them off.
Yeah, but they're not allowed to now.
Yeah, I think it's mandatory now.
They have to keep them on. So what happened to the front end of your car? Well, Sergeant, funny story.
What had happened was
I was chasing this guy and he went into a driveway and then all of a sudden he just started backing into me. I had to get out of the car and pull him out at gunpoint. I'm not surprised this has happened. I'm really not.
Yeah, I'm not either, actually.
Yeah, I'm not surprised it happened at all.
This is my shocked face.
I would show it, but you know, with the video problems that I've been having today, I gotta really upgrade the entire studio now, which sucks. So, but that's our dumbass of the week for this week. Again, if you have a dumbass, send it to us to dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. Oh man, good show today, guys. We did a wonderful show. And I want to thank everybody for being a part of the chat room as well. And, you know, kind of hoping one day they'll start calling in.
Yeah.
Right?
One of your listeners is Weston Echo. He rarely calls in the show. So he doesn't like his voice.
That's all right. It's understandable. I mean, I know he's been on, he's been laughing his ass off with Brain Stew and Nerd Hour when you guys are bashing on Hammy there.
Well, and you got to remember, too, it took about 6 Brain Stew appearances before Dennis started talking on mic.
He just has to get comfortable with it. That's really all it is. And even Danielle, when Danielle first started with us, she wasn't very comfortable on the mic.
No, not at all.
Now that she's been with us for, almost 2 years now. Over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You've been with the show now. And now it's just like, she just talks.
What comes very natural for Dennis is making amazing websites.
Yes. Yeah, I showed everybody on Ustream what Dennis did with the Christmas lights on the More Like Radio homepage.
With the GIF of Hammy.
That was freaking great. I loved it.
Oh, that rules.
It was. I started laughing my head off when I saw that. I was dying at work, and all of a sudden people were like, what are you laughing at? All right, I'll show you. Here you go.
That is the weirdest GIF I've ever seen.
Oh, but it was funny.
It's hilarious, but it's so creepy and awkward.
It was funny, that's for sure.
What's hilarious is the fact that, like, how we got that.
Indeed. All right, we gotta get out of here. So, Danielle, I can't show your video, but... let's go for it. Do what you gotta do here.
You can find me on Twitter at DoobieScoops. You can find Greg on Twitter at TexasNotCool. And see you next week.
Yeah, that's right. And if you don't believe me, their stuff is right here on the lower thirds. Punchy, my man, go for it.
Yes, I am on Twitter at StamPunchy. Y'all want to get those information today. I will be getting on the shoot, filling in for Gary.
Oh, very cool.
And I'm a Niners fan, C-Mac is a Rams fan, and the game is on during a Rams 49ers game, so this should be interesting.
Excellent. Excellent. And you can follow me on Twitter, at The Sully Show. You can also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheSullyShow, as well as facebook.com/MoreLikeRadio, and at MoreLikeRadio on Twitter. Like Punchy said, the shoot is up after us at 4 o'clock today. They'll be live. I believe the replay for Mark Out Radio will be on right after us. And Dark Fox was on with us last week, and we had a great time. I got to check in with you guys. I don't remember my score for the Survivor Series. I don't think I did very well this time. But, yeah, Masters of None will be up after that. Well, actually, Alcohol by Volume replay from Tuesday will be up after the shoot. Then Masters of None. And then, of course, 360 on 420.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that'll be up after that. And we'll see you later. Goodbye, guys.
See you guys at Getting Hit.
You're listening to The Sully Show.
They got the mustard.
Screw you guys. I'm going to watch football.
Yeah.